So, Paul, if you owned an airplane, would it have ADS-B out in it yet?
I don't think it would just yet.
Yeah.
But that's the topic of our next conversation. We're with Bobby Nichols of the FAA, who is going to visit with us for a little bit about ADS-B and what's been going on. I know that you have a very strong presence in the FAA Safety Center. Give us an update from a year ago. What are you dealing with, and how are the pilots coming into this?
I would offer that the folks coming through the booth now are coming in well-informed that ADS-B is needed and required, and the depth and type of questions we're getting are at a level of they're asking what do they need to do to equip, how do they go about doing it. It's a total change from a couple of years ago where most folks were saying, what's ADS-B?
Yeah, exactly.
So they know what it is now, and they're asking questions because they want to make informed decisions on getting the appropriate set of avionics for their airframes.
So in addition to the pilot education about what's needed and what kind of equipment there is, what are you doing to for the avionics shops that need to be involved in installations? Is there a growing number of avionics technicians that are involved in this?
There's been a lot of effort in that realm, and that's a great question. So a couple of years ago, October 14 timeframe, so it was almost 2 years ago, the administrator realized, the FAA's administrator, that we needed to have some outreach. So they spawned this Equip 2020 forum that includes most of the alphabet groups, so all of the general aviation, air transport groups, and manufacturers, and one particular group, AEA, which deals with the installer world. And the need was to address all the challenges to meet the mandate. And one of those was related to installs and how we go about doing that and getting those shops informed, making the connection between the actual avionics manufacturers, both their preferred shops, as well as some of the A&P shops that we have that you can do that work. Early on, the requirements were you had to go at a very formal basis. And as part of the Equip 2020 the Equip 2020 forum that we had, the FAA, one of the challenges that was raised was we need to lower the standards to make sure that A&P mechanics can do this type of work in some of the shops for the less significant installs that are going on. And obviously, the alignment of that with what the offer was coming from the avionics manufacturers is getting to a point now that that is, in fact, one of the methods that is going to be available. And as we are 29 months away from the mandate, there's going to be a need for more and more shops to be able to do that work. So it's been heard. The word is getting out. At the grassroots level, does every shop know and are there? That's a challenge. But I think as folks start calling in that I want to install ADS-B, they're going to say, okay, they need to get up. And if they're a preferred dealer or if they sell multiple ones, they're going to have to know the product lines and know what's involved in those installs for those airframes.
And I see at the FAA Safety Center on the EA grounds here that the ADS-B booth is kind of front and center. What are some of the questions that you're fielding right now?
We get questions on the rebate in particular right now. That's been one of the focus areas. There's also a lot of questions related to what's the right equipage set for my airplane. And then we get questions related to, gee, I don't fly in rural airspace, but I'm close. Why do I need to equip and what's going on? So we run the gamut of those questions. I'd say the preponderance of the questions are related to the rebate. And there's a reason that we did the rebate, and there's a reason in the timeline. So we're offering $500 rebate for a single-engine piston U.S. registered aircraft that has a new installation of ADS-B, and you have to get the reservation or start the process before September 18th of this year. And the reason we did that was we needed to move installations into this fiscal year, FY17, that we did through that date, so that we didn't get stuck with folks in the last 2 years, a year and a half, or a year before the mandate, and they're like, I can't get into a shop. I can't get the work done. So this was an incentive to move folks into this year. Now, we had 20,000 rebates. We have right now roughly 7,000, 7,200 that have been reserved. So there's a large number still available over the next few weeks before we reach 18 September.
And do you have a handle on how many installations have occurred?
So overall, we do measure this. So there are over 32,000 rule-compliant installations of ADS-B avionics that our ground system sees. We finished the ground system back in 14. 6 years before the mandate. So we've been seeing, and we're able to see all of that. So the breakout of that is there's probably 100 to 150,000 GA folks that have to make an individual decision. There's a separate group, maybe 10 to 12,000 DOD and U.S. government-owned aircraft that have to be equipped. And there's a complement of about 7,000 air transport folks that have to equip. Air transport organizations, we've been dealing through the Equip 2020 approach. They have plans. They all plan to meet the rule mandate for their planes because they don't want the risk of not being offered access in the airspace because that's where they fly and that's their business model. DOD has got some challenges, but they're working as well on the it's really getting to those 100,000 GA owners, individual decision for his individual airplane or her individual airplane, making the right decision for them. And that's tough. That's the challenge.
We're talking with Bobby Nichols of the FAA's Air Traffic Organization. He's part of Surveillance Services. That's the S in ADSB. So if I'm looking at the amount of turmoil in the avionics business and the rate of innovation and the possibility that prices are going to come way, way down from where they are, I may be inclined to pass on the rebate and wait because the rebate's only going to cover a little piece of what is going to potentially be a multi-$1,000 installation. Why shouldn't give me the several reasons why I probably shouldn't wait?
So I think the install costs become sort of the wild card there. The okay. avionics is going to be a fixed price depending on what you want. All right, so that's one piece. The other component of that is related to are the installers, so if supply and demand is going to play, if they have a huge demand, they're going to be able to charge for slots or up their price if they know there's 100 people waiting to get in. So that's the second part of the equation. And the rebate program was to move folks into this year to get in front of that. I believe that the avionics prices are probably close to being at the bottom. They may still come down. It's going to be the install component of that that's going to cause an increase in that cost over the next couple of years. Now, every owner in his airframe has a plan of what he's going to do, or he's thinking about that, and he may want to wait, makes that decision, because 3 years down the road, I want to change my panel, I want to make some other upgrades, I'm going to do it then. Individual decision. The challenge to them is they may be risking, if they need to get into rural airspace, their ability to get into rural airspace. But that's the decision. And we saw this with the transponder rule.
Sure.
We got about 50% of those aircraft that currently installed with transponders available on the day of that mandate. We expect to see a number very consistent with that for ADS-B. On January 1st, 2020, we may see 70,000 is sort of what the curve is showing us right now, GA aircraft being equipped to meet the rule. That means all of those others have made a decision that, I can wait a year, I don't need to get in airspace, I don't get there that often. Again, an individual decision that they get to make. And they may be waiting to see if the prices come down. They may be waiting to see if the install shops have more availability in 2021 or 22. That's probably going to happen. So that decision probably makes sense from stable cost on the avionics, install cost getting probably lower after the mandate. That's a decision that they can make, and it's fine. I think it's consistent with what we've seen previously.
So it sounds like, just to summarize what you're saying, we're at the beginning of the go zone.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I think that's a great way to highlight it. Okay. We're at the beginning of the go zone.
And 70,000 planes out of how many do we think there are?
Well, the GA community, and we look at this from many ways, is probably 150,000 that are there. We had estimated early on that we'd see 85 to 90% of them choose to equip. Again, that was consistent with what we saw with transponders. I mean, we get asked, when we do a rule like this, it's not like we do it overnight and throw it there. There's a lot of information flow and validation of that we have to go through up several levels of government. So we literally had to have all of that information available in front of us. So.
And Bobby, if I wanted to learn more, I know I can go by the FAA Aviation Center, but if I get home and want to know more, is there a place on the FAA website?
There are several places on the FAA's website. And I think from a rebate perspective, the www.faa.gov/go/rebate is the right place to go to get rebate information. And I believe, if I have my little book here, there's also one, the final slash instead of rebate. If you just slash with equip ADS-B, all one word, you'll get the information on that. So it helps you choose the type of avionics, where you fly. AOPA has some websites that can help with the same thing, that can get into where you fly and what is the appropriate mix of avionics available to your airframe. So there's several opportunities out there. And the cooperation we've had with AOPA, EAA, and with most of the GAMA, and that all has been through Equip 2020, that we share these links in those websites. So in the FAA link, we share links to the other opportunities and stuff that are there, and they do the same with us.
There are several vendors that are running seminars, either little or big, a few or many, and forums as well on ADS-B. How do you recommend people sort of take advantage of that information?
So individual vendors have those. Obviously, I think your challenge is that who makes your transponder? Is that who you're comfortable with from a thing? And go and listen to them. If you don't know, the ability to shop around is here. The challenge is information overload at that point, and that's why I think that something like the AOPA website, where you can go in with your airframe, where you fly, it'll recommend some opportunities for you that might be able to be your first step into picking who you should go listen to and talk to.
That's great advice. Been talking with Bobby Nichols. Bobby's the group manager for surveillance services. Again, that's the S in ADS-B in the air traffic organization of the FAA. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you very much for having me. And I'm hoping that everyone's got a chance to talk and listen to the administrator, since he's going to reaffirm the mandate date and defend the fact that the rebate's going to end on the 18th of September. So I'm just doing his job at this point on the radio.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Bobby.
Appreciate it.
You're listening to EAA Radio.